listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am a voice in the abyss, and you are listening to Informus Obscurum. So that's it. We start off with Mesa from their album The Spin. That was Fire on the Roof. This was great. I loved this album. I also appreciated their 2022 album Close. This one, the whole thing, it has these lovely haunting grooves that lull you into a state of welcoming melancholy. It's not exactly sad music, but it's, I don't know. It's a great headspace. It's a cool groove. Clean vocals can be a bit tricky in metal, but the vocalist, Sarah Bianchin, nails the vibe perfectly. Just getting that gloominess, not going too, like, operatic or too, you know, over the top, which is the whole thing with doom and psych metal. It's just kind of like maybe getting you into the zone or a different plane, if you will. If you're interested in other female vocalist-led doom or psych metal, check out Castle Rat if you haven't already heard of them. They're getting quite popular recently, so I'd be surprised if you haven't. I checked out their new album. I think it's called Bestiary? I'm not sure. But it's pretty groovy, pretty cool. We may even hear of it, some of it, in the coming months here. That second track from that set was Doberman by Deaf Heaven from their album Lonely People with Power. It came out, earlier last year? It's back in March, April, I think. So I haven't spent much time with their stuff beyond New Bermuda and obviously Lonely People with Power, but I really like this album, and it is my number two album of the year. Just everything about it, like they really nailed the black gaze, but they had enough of the black metal part that gets me enthused. I hadn't really listened to their previous albums. I wasn't into that kind of stuff back when it was coming out, and I heard it was going really far away from the whole black gaze, black metal thing, so whatever. But this one, it's great, even though it's a pretty long album at 62 minutes. I know sometimes, a lot of the time, I don't actually like when metal albums get to be an hour long. It's just too much in there. Like, you can really trim the fat in a lot of cases, looking at you, Slipknot. But this one was great. There's a constant ebb and flow, and all the tracks are always building into something that's interspersed with the interludes throughout that keep things fresh. And then, like, the distribution, or the best tracks and my favorite tracks are distributed throughout the whole album, so it keeps, there's not like it's a front-weighted, you know, it's just A-side heavy album. Or the much, much more rare heavy-weighted B-side album. But those are great, because by the time you get maybe a little bit bored with the A-side, the B-side kicks in, and you're right back into it, ready to go. That third track was Venus Blood by Melvins, or Melvins 1983. It's a slightly different lineup. They had some help from an electronic outfit, I think. Yeah, I can't find who they were collaborating with. But yeah, it was like some electronic duo or something like that, I think, from Atlanta. This was... what I really like is that I like finding these legacy bands. They're still reinventing their sound. They're pushing themselves to do some great work, and arguably some of their best. Later in their careers, after achieving notoriety early on, there's tons of metal, like, bands, and especially metal bands, and I don't blame them, because, like, you know, people get old, and it's a very energetic kind of genre. You just kind of have to, you settle into a groove. People like it. People will buy it. I got a mortgage now. But this album was great. I picked it up on vinyl. It was on heavy rotation when it came out. This one, it has a just crushing riffage on that first song. King of Rome, I think it is. Yeah. A couple of these other bands that have this late stage reinvention, Voivod with 2022 Synchro Anarchy, and then last year Corner with Dissonance Theory, which I'll probably play some of, maybe even next time. It's great. I love to see it. Love to see these old bands just like reinvigorate everything that they're doing. All right, moving on. We are going to check out. Yes, okay, my number one album of the year. Let's take a listen.
Fuck. that we roused and formed and clothed in black, a phantom feeding on death, creating death, exulting in death.
We'll be right back.
good tracks. Good tracks. So that first track from that set was Gamora Nouveau by Imperial Triumphant from their album Gold Star. And what a monumental album this was. It was the most clearly defined execution of what they've been working on this past, I don't know, 10 years, however long they've been a group for. They take all the rawness and the aggression from their previous works and dialing in the esoteric jazz elements to frame everything into what makes Gold Star an immense piece of art. That previous album, Spirit of Ecstasy, it's like I think I mentioned before, it can be actively hostile to the listeners, as I've heard another reviewer say, and I would agree with that. Gold Star, it's just, I don't know. It, like I said, clearly defined and executed with a definite purpose in mind. I picked up the vinyl for this one. And it's very clever in its production and presentation. The whole jacket is presented as if it were a pack of cigarettes, opening up from the top instead of the side, and sealed with a sticker that resembles the tax or duty paid seal on the package. It's almost as if they're trying to sell us the cancer which we as humanity have created. Like all the horrible and rotten elements of our society repackaged and sold to us as a remedy for what ails us. Brilliant. I mean, like, I don't know if that's the actual intent, but I don't think it's unfair to read it that way. If you haven't checked it out, and it might be a bit, I don't know if obtuse is the right word, spend some time with it. It's definitely worth it. It's dissonant, it's weird, but, like, it's an incredible piece of art. So it's absolutely phenomenal and will remain in my top metal albums of all time, and which is why it is Gold Star is my number one album of 2025. The second track we heard was Reeking of Tragedy by Veilburner from their album Longing for Triumph, Reeking of Tragedy. So that was the last track. I guess you could say it, part two of the title track. The first track, the opener for that is called Longing for Triumph. This album was good. I've been loving everything that they've been putting out. This duo from Pennsylvania. This was released on Transcending Obscurity, the label that is putting out some of the best new experimental, avant-garde, and dissonant death metal. And I think I would prefer their 2024 album, The Duality of Decapitation and Wisdom, a bit more, but this was still a great output. That did not feel too samey to the previous ones. Okay. So, we've reached the end of my top 10 metal albums. But there were some non-metal albums that I wanted to share with you. So, I'm going to give you three tracks. And then I'm going to do some shout-outs. Because this is a metal program, I'm going to go back to the metal, but this is some high-quality stuff. Let's check it out.
change the course of time. King size line, particle sunrise. I'm flying, capsized. Free, I see.
I'm so in love. Who's up? chance, can I be a plus one? We could be a 10, I could be your best friend. Stone cold stare, eyes like Medusa. 3:16 a.m.
I see juicer. The red chucks on your feet. Damn punk, on red that Nike slacks. FUBU top, moon rock, popping lock.
Let's go!
Let me do it again. We did that shit with no hands. I just wanna see you dance. So drop that shit again. Shake that ass down toe to toe. Say hello, then I bust a move. Get your phone so DJ set that tone.
Carhartt jeans with a crisp white tee. Been stepping out clean since 2016. I'm a crump in the club. I'ma pop my shit. My drip too lit. Get a flick of my fit.
I see you.
That's right.
You see me. Got bottom, but bikini.
I don't want Hennessy. I prefer grenadine. Cherry in the cup. Isn't that heavenly?
Let me do it again. We did that shit with no hands. I just wanna see you dance. So drop that shit again.
To me, girl.
Butter big talk, but can you take it? Shaking those off when I see you make it. Hollywood girl, but the mouth can't fake it. Follow me on no secret places. Stereo speaker, bass drop. From my hair to your bleach blonde. Put your hands up my tank top. We both know it right.
I like your moves, your curves, your waist. I like the way you do your thing. Don't like the oohs, the eyes, the fame. I'm not here to play the game.
Not fly, not fly. Keep moving, baby, you fly. Now move.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Those are some of my favorite albums that were not metal. First in that set we had Eusexua by FKA Twigs from the album Eusexua, followed by Eat Thy Neighbor by Knives from their album Glitter. And then finally, See You Dance, featuring Rebecca Black, by Joy Valence and Bray, from the album Hyper Youth. I'll talk a little bit each about these. Eusexua, love this album. I'm a big fan of art pop. I do enjoy a little bit of pop music, but I'm generally quite a bit more picky with it. It's the kind of stuff that, like, I better like the whole album. I'm not really I just like this one song. And I think my taste in pop is a bit, not trying to be hipstery or cool or too cool, but like, it's not what the rest of the people follow. For example, I really like Lady Gaga's Art Pop. I think it's her best record, by far. But apparently, because I have a friend who's really into pop music, he said it was, like, panned by critics, and I don't know, I guess she had some mental breakdown after it, or just, like, took it really hard that people didn't like it, and I loved it. I think it's the best stuff. I think it's so much cooler. There's so many more interesting spaces to go in that kind of realm. But whatever. I can also enjoy the bangers and stuff. Anyways, Eusexua, great art pop kind of album. Really kind of takes up the space that, what's her name? Grimes left. Yeah, Grimes kind of, you know, got weirder, we'll say. And her music hasn't really been that great lately. So FKA Twigs doing some great stuff in that kind of space, that sphere. That other track, Knives. Yeah, what are they? What kind of, like, a post-punk or post-hardcore? I don't know what genre, but, like, I played that album Glitter quite a bit, with the, you know, saxophone and I think maybe a synth in there. Great vibe. That last one, Joy Valence and Bray. If you have not, check out, I think it's 2024's album, No Hands. This duo is so much fun. A couple of young guys. Well, I guess they're getting older, and they have a song about that on the recent album. Just boom bap, like old school hip hop, like Beastie Boys. It's so much fun. And just, I don't know, gives, even if you're an old guy, or an old lady, or whatever, it's so much fun. And it gives you the feeling of being young again. So this one that I played, See You Dance, featuring Rebecca Black. Yes, if you were wondering, it is that Rebecca Black, of the famous viral Friday, back from, I don't know, 2012, 2013, that horribly, horribly annoying song. Poor girl, she was 13 or so. She got chased out of school, just like horrifically mocked, and had to, I think, change states even. I don't know. She's rich, so, or came from a rich family, so, you know, it's hard to have too much sympathy. But you know what? Respect for her artistry. She has been a phoenix rising from the ashes. She had, these are some shout-outs here. She had her own album or EP released the past year called Salvation. It was pretty good. Like, not mind-blowing, but pretty good. And apparently she's quite a good DJ, having been invited to perform at Lollapalooza. And then I've heard she has a boiler room set, which is something that's more, that's big in the DJ world that I'm not that familiar with. A few more shout-outs here. So Rebecca Black, we went over Little Sims with Lotus. Little Sims, a UK rapper. Yeah, I really like this album. Cool grooves. Great lyrical lyricism in it. I got it near the end of just the end of last year. Florence and the Machine with Everybody Scream. I'm not really huge into indie rock, or, you know, that kind of indie folk rocky kind of thing, but I've always liked Florence and the Machine. She's got a great voice, great delivery, interesting lyrics that, I don't know, I think lots of people can relate to. And then A$AP Rock for releasing two full lengths, as he does, because talk about prolific artists. A$AP Rock, I think, yeah, he produces his own stuff too, like makes his own beats. He had two albums, Black Hole Superette, and I heard it's a mess there too. Black Hole Superette is like a little bit more on the kind of slice of life lighter side, and then I heard it's a mess there too is, it gets a little bit darker tonally. But all these are great albums. I have a couple, I'll probably listen to a couple more, but, and then there was a lot of forgetful, or, you know, ones you forget. Anyways, back to the metal. First we're going to have something sludgy, and then the second one is something something else. And you'll see, and we'll talk about it after we listen to it.
Ah! dying for your memory. A slow death would be a gentle mercy. We'll be right back.
soon that begot the master of their lies.